there's a very clear role that I think Rhode Island College has for the state. I mean, when you consider that 80% of all of our graduates stay in Rhode Island, we're a remarkable kind of engine for economic development. A key role that we have, though, is providing a high-quality education. What I found very recently, actually, when you look at our faculty, for example, and the quality of interaction they have with students, the mentoring, the coaching, really the type of support you'd like to see faculty providing students in the classroom, I think we're second to none in doing that.
How do you balance that role of a college as a workforce development engine, but also a liberal arts college, you know, giving students the freedom to choose what they want to study and choose their own paths?
No, absolutely. And you know, nationally, this is, depending on which academic circles you're part of, you actually hear quite a bit of the conversation. Some higher education institutions are choosing to completely jump into the workforce development conversation. Others are trying to reestablish and preserve the liberal arts tradition. For an institution at RIC, I actually don't see going one way or the other. Both are incredibly important for the future of the institution. Frankly, I would say for the future of the state. As I mentioned, when you have 80% of your graduates staying in this state, not only do they need to get a job, but they need to be exposed to art in theater. They need to have strong communication skills and leadership skills, because we want RIC graduates to not just get a great job, but to engage civically, to engage culturally. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is if they have a strong liberal arts background.
You've said that one of your goals is to teach students what you call portable skills. Explain what you mean by that, and how do you teach that?
Sure. We know there's virtually 100% chance that a student is going to not keep the first job that they get for the rest of their career. But what's unique now is that we have students that not only will have a job change within their industry, but more than ever before, there's a good chance that students are going to have to change industries altogether. Well, the way you're going to be effective, and the way I think Rhode Island College, we're going to support our graduates, is we're going to develop these portable skills. And these portable skills allow students to navigate the changing environment to be able to effectively engage in new and changing ways. And this is going to be important skills because industries are changing so quickly. With technology, you have to learn new skills, you have to be able to adapt, you have to be able to engage and embrace new ways of doing things. So they have to have those skills of continuous learning and skills development. You teach that in a number of different ways. Not too long ago, the CEO of Google made a comment about how they don't value resumes like they used to, because you can say anything you want in terms of the skills that you have on a resume. What they're doing is they're doing project-based interviews. They say, well, you said you can do this. Now, here's your project, and show me you can do it. So in my mind, how do colleges and universities begin to engage students in that work while they're a college student? I think we can do more project-based engagement. We can do internships, co-ops, service learning project. Let's help our students apply their knowledge so that they're more effective in the workplace. And that's one of our themes, an emerging theme. It's this notion of creating a culture of learning innovation. And this is where we're going to, our strength and quality in the classroom is going to be supported and invested in. But beyond the classroom, we want to create this immersive learning experience. So the moment a student steps foot on our campus, they're going to be engaged in a variety of ways that are going to benefit them ultimately after they graduate.
We've been hearing a lot, Frank Sanchez, during this political season about the idea of free college. What do you think of that idea, and could RIC ever be free?
Well, I'm not much of a politician. However, I'm very curious about this free education conversation. I think that if it can help Rhode Island College continue to be the most affordable institution in the state, and continue to help us make sure that families and our students don't have huge loans. We have among the lowest loan default rates in the state. I think if we can whatever policy gets passed and whoever gets into the office can help us ensure the highest quality education that is of the most affordability and provides access for the state, that I'm likely to support that.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. You grew up in Wyoming, the son of a migrant farm worker and a high school dropout. And you've said that you had a chance to witness what education can do. What did you mean by that?
I was really blessed to have the parents that I had. Here's two individuals that came from pretty deep poverty and were the generation that turned around our family trajectory. By that statement, being a witness, I had a chance to see how education not only impacts individuals like my parents, but how education can impact entire communities, because that's what happened to us. My children, and likely their children's children, are almost assumed and expected to go to college now. My parents had to break the cycle to allow that as a possibility. In my hometown of Cheyenne, Wyoming, our community was impacted by my parents getting their education. My father, while he dropped out of high school, he pursued, got his GED in the military, was a Marine, went off after the Marines and went to a community college, leveraged that to get a bachelor's degree, and then went on to get two master's degrees in education and was a principal at an alternative high school back in his community.
It's interesting because it sounds like your father probably fits the profile of some of the students you'll be working with at Rhode Island College, students who may have left their education on hold, come back to it, or who are taking longer to finish school because they're working jobs, they have families at the same time that they're in school.
No, absolutely. My father, certainly my mother, who was able to get an associate's degree as well, and frankly, a lot of the friends and families I grew up with. And a lot of the friends that I'm making here in Rhode Island and families that I see, 42% of our students are the first in their family to get a college education. I got to tell you, that's among the most inspiring statistics and profile of our students. They deserve the very best quality education at a most affordable price in order to move up and to take advantage of the state and the job opportunities that are out there.
Well, Frank Sanchez is the 10th president of Rhode Island College, the oldest public university in Rhode Island. Thank you so much for stopping by Rhode Island Public Radio.
No, thanks so much, Elizabeth. I appreciate it.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.